Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about magnetic resonance imaging, a beautiful way where we turn you, put you in a magnet and turn you into a magnet and make your magnet sing to the power of our radio frequency. It's sort of like an orchestra where we are playing randomly and then tap, 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 and then the first violinist plays a note, and then all the atoms in your body responds playing a note back, and we listen to it and we can say, hey, that cellist is a bit overweight. Hey, that one person over there is too thin. Or some, they're off beat. So we can actually listen to the orchestra of your body going through. And I've read this article. Look, there's gaps in it, gaps of, you know, great physics understanding. And they go through halfway through and say, oh, these are the different types of spin echoes. These are different groups of analysis. There's spin echo, gradient echo, which is just astonishing, inversion recovery, which again, you know, what does this all mean? Diffusion weighted, perfusion weighted, functional MRI, magnetic resonance, angiography, that is using the blood supply that comes in. And we haven't finished yet. And then susceptibility weighted MRI. It's, you know, this is just defies the ability for any brain to get. Here's the technique. Here's two functions that you can develop, two ways you can analyze it. And then you've got things that, you know, they look at gradient tensor effects to see Brownian motion traveling along nerve fibers. It's just, you know, enough to make one burst into tears. It's such a beautiful tour de force of science just romping in the background. It's this thing where we've got thousands of these mathematicians, experts and physicists, and society is a century behind what it should be easily. Okay, now for it, and we find that although we really need a high-powered magnetic fields up around 7 Tesla to do some really good, useful clinical work. However, you go up by a couple of Tesla, you more than 10 times fold the increase of the price. So I should imagine a 7 Tesla magnet would be pretty amazing. Okay, economics. In the UK, the price of a clinical 1.5 scanner is about 1.4 US million. Okay, with the lifetime maintenance cost broadly similar to the purchase cost. In the Netherlands, the average scanner costs about 1 million euro. Okay, I can't see, there's just too much difference there. With a 7 Tesla MRI having been taken in use at the UMC Utrecht in December, costing 7 million. So that's roughly 7 million pounds. The construction of MRI switch could cost up to, you know, fitting it out is $500,000, depending on the project. Pre-polarizing MRI, which is, what the heck, using resistive electromagnets, have shown promise as a low-cost alternative and have specific advantage for joint imaging near metal implants. However, they are likely to be unsuitable for whole-body and neuroimaging applications. Pre-polarizing and what is it? Hypersensitizing, pre-sensitizing? What the heck's going on? It's beyond my imagination. There's new terms here I have just not heard of before. So I'll have to go back and look at these things. MRI scanners have become significant sources of revenue for healthcare providers in the US. This is because of favorable reimbursement rates from insurance and federal government programs. Insurance reimbursement is provided in two components, an equipment charge for the actual performance of the operation of the MRI scan and a professional charge for the radiologist's review of images and data. In the US Northeast, the equipment charge might be $3,500 US, and the professional charge might be $350. I'm seeking to think about the cost of my 1 hour MRI scan. Although the actual fee received by the equipment owner and interpretive physicians are often significantly less depending on the rates negotiated by the insurance company and determined by the Medicare fee schedule. For example, an orthopedic surgery group in Illinois billed a charge of $1,116 US to the knee. Look, they're all over Australia. We're just pumping them out. But Medicare reimbursement in 2007 was only $470. Many insurance companies require advance approval for MRI procedure as a condition of coverage. In the US, the Deficit Reduction Act of 2005 significantly reduced reimbursement rates paid by federal insurance programs for the equipment and components of many scans, shifting the economic landscapes. Many private insurers have followed suit. What's worth a lot of kit? In the United States, an MRI of the brain with and without contrast billed to Medicare is an average of payment of $403 US and a separate payment to the radiologist of $93. In France, the cost of an MRI scan is approximately $205. This covers three basic scans, including one with intravenous contrast agent, as well as consultation with a technician and a written report to the patient physicians. That's always. In Japan, the cost of an MRI examination, excluding the cost of contrast, ranges from $155 to $180. I think Australia is much more reasonable. The additional, your question is, how are these things so expensive in the United States? What is going on? Okay, let's go to India. In India, the cost of an exam, including the radiologist, comes out as $50 US, excluding the cost of contrast material. UK, the retail price of an MRI can range between, I don't know what they are, euros, 800, you know, what's going on? So I don't know what that means in terms of economics. Some people are making a killing out of it. MRI is generally a safe technique, although injuries may occur as a result of failed safety procedures or human error. Contrain addictions to MRI include most cochlear implants, cardiac pacemakers, shrapnel, metal foreign bodies in the eyes. For safety, the MRI during the first trimester of pregnancy is uncertain, but it may be preferable to other options. Yeah, bloody hell. Since MRI does not use any ionization, it is generally favored in preference to CT when either modality could yield the same information. In certain cases, MRI is not preferred as it may be more expensive, time-consuming, and claustrophobic, exacerbating. MRI uses powerful magnets and therefore can cause magnetic materials to move at great speeds, posing risk. Deaths have occurred. However, as millions of MRIs are performed globally each year, fatalities are extremely rare. Overuse. Medical societies use guidelines for when physicians should use MRI on patients and recommend against overuse. MRI can detect health problems or confirm diagnosis, but medical society often recommend that MRI not be the first procedure in creating a plan to diagnose or manage a patient's complaint. A common case is to use MRI to seek a cause of low back pain. An American College of Physicians, for example, recommends against this procedure as it is unlikely to result in a positive outcome for the patient. Artifacts. Okay, you don't have to tell me about artifacts. It's sort of like the bloody thing you have, you know, the number of times I have said, there's my bloody Nobel Prize, repeat it, and it's sort of Artifact City. But let's see what they've come up with Artifact City. Amazing when you're doing diffraction is just the world of artifacts. MRI artifacts, or visual artifact, that is an anomaly during a visual representation. Many different artifacts occur during magnetic resonant imaging, some affecting the diagnostic qualities, while others may be confused with the pathology. which I think would affect the diagnostic. Artifacts can be classified by patient-related, signal-processing-dependent, and hardware-machine-related. Okay, so they said, oh, don't move, you create an artifact, told me. Non-medical use. MRI is used industrially mainly for routine analysis of chemicals. Nuclear magnetic resonance techniques is also used, for example, to measure the ratio between water and fat in foods, monitoring of the flow of corrosive fluids in pipes, to study molecular structures such as catalyst. History. In 1971, Paul Letterbeur applied a magnetic field gradients in all three dimensions and a back protection technique to create NMR images. He published the first images of two tubes of water in 1973 in a journal of Nature, followed by a picture of a living animal, a clam, in 1974 by the image of a thoracic cavity of a mouse. Lechterberg called his imaging technique, wait, I can't see why this didn't take off, Zeugmetography. Wow, that would be a great term. A term which was later replaced by MR. Imaging. In the late 1970s, physicists Peter Mansfield and Paul Lebeur developed MRI-related techniques like the echoplanar imaging, EPI, technique. Mansfield and Lebeur were awarded the 2003 Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine for their discoveries concerning magnetic resonance imaging. Well, you certainly deserve it. It's a big, lot of Nobel Prizes. I go, ooh, yeah, you can have it, but that one is certainly a fantastic. What a big impact on human society you have made, you two blokes, and people associated with it. And you know what? You've discovered, and some years later, a Wikipedia article on it doesn't even come close to explaining the physics of what's going on. Thanks a lot for listening. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.